For 6 months, the properties brought to our attention were in poor condition. We checked out each one, but we weren't comfortable with them because we didn't like the idea of being slumlords, and the return in cash flow was too slow. We didn't have time for cash flow to grow. We calculated that 5 to 10 years was the maximum amount of time for people our age to have an investment return passive income to live on. There was another factor to consider. We would be tying up between $25,000 and $75,000. We realized that our children could benefit from it in the future, but our aim was to have it benefit us for our retirement now. The investment group is no longer together. However, we keep in touch as we are always open to a once-in-a-lifetime offer. Still, our goal was to invest $50,000 to gain an immediate return. I remembered that one of the deal cards in the cash flow game mentioned laundromats. We knew for sure that neither of us wanted to quit our positions to run a business full-time, and we realized that a laundromat could give us that freedom. First, we checked franchises online and then drove around to look at local possibilities. We called 3 major brokers in town through Coin Laundry Association and told them what we were looking for. The process took 8 months, but we learned a lot during that time. We finally lucked out by finding one in good condition where the owners were going through a divorce. Without touching our savings, we were able to use equity in our home to buy the business, all without an impact to our lifestyle. To protect us against liability, we set up a separate corporation. We've learned to keep our eyes on the utility bills, water, electricity, and gas, since the utilities are the greatest expenses. We were able to assume the former owner's Small Business Association loan, which required a high down payment but gave us a 5-year loan. On this schedule, we will own the equipment free and clear in 5 years, which is very important to us because that is when we plan to fully retire. Since our purchase price was for equipment only, we can deduct the tax depreciation on the equipment as well as the other business expenses, which gives us virtually non-taxable monthly cash flow. We will recoup our investment fully in the next 5 years. With a yearly income of $95,000 and expenses of $56,000, we are receiving a cash return of $39,000 annually. This will increase as our equipment loan is paid in full. Our yearly income will reach $60,000 at that time. This investment is paying off so well, we've set up an equity line of credit at a mortgage broker so that we can buy 2 more laundromats, our goal by the end of 2 years. 5 years from now, we can maintain our lifestyle and not work unless we choose to. Our son, who is 27, is very interested in what we are doing. He took Cashflow 101 to his dormitory when he was in college and has already talked to a real estate agent about buying rental property. Our daughter is 23, and having observed what we are doing, asked her brother for the cash flow game to play. She and her brother are talking about going into a real estate investment together. For George and me, the situation is different. With our backgrounds, and at our ages, it's hard to do catch-up because doing so requires changing long-established habits and points of view. We were skeptical about change. Show it to us, was our attitude. We felt that Social Security would be waiting for us, but seeing our parents struggle while trying to live on it was a big eye-opener. Truthfully, when I wrote the check for the laundromat, my hand shook. But having written the first one, every one that follows will be easier. And knowing that we won't have to depend on either our children or on Social Security gives us a great feeling of security. If you are in your 50s or older and think you can't change your mind about finances and opportunities, believe me, you can. Once I understood from Rich Dad that we could really buy a business that would give us monthly cash flow to support us, I was ready to walk out on a stage and tell a room full of people in Madison Square Garden that if I could do it, so could they.